Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This gospel gives us a good opportunity to talk about how do we ask of God. First of all, Jesus tells us to ask. Jesus says, ask, seek, and knock, and it will be given to you, it will be opened to you. Sometimes we kind of fall into this trap of, well, God knows everything, so I really shouldn't tell him my needs, or I shouldn't give my heart to him. I should just kind of just be quiet, just kind of wait. But for our children and grandchildren, don't we love it when they come and they say, Mom, Mom, Dad, Dad, I really want this, I really want that. Or if a person never shares what they want, like, so what do you want for dinner? You want this, you want that? I don't know. Like, that's not good. It's good to manifest our desires so that we give the other person an opportunity to have the joy of blessing us and answering us. So God wants us to ask and reveal to him our desires and our needs. Secondly, we always ask through Jesus. That's why almost all the prayers of the Mass end with, through Christ our Lord. The Father is pleased in his Son. He is the perfect sacrifice. He is infinite love given back to the Father. And now that we're joined to Christ, we make all of our prayers through Christ our Lord, confidently approaching the Father as his adopted children. Thirdly, the scriptures tell us from the book of James that we should not ask of God to spend it on our passions. We never try and seek sinful things, things apart from God's will, to just please our carnal desires, our urges. We never do that. To spend and to ask for God's gifts for just our passions. Fourthly, we always ask according to God's will. We only ask that God's will be done. And sometimes when we ask God for things, we aren't actually sure if they're in accord with his will or in his timing. And that's okay. As long as you're not asking to spend it on your flesh and your passions, it's okay if you aren't sure about that. That's why we pray in the Our Father every day, thy will be done. Ultimately, that's what we want, thy will be done. Fifthly, we need to ask both for ourselves and for others. We don't want to fall into the trap of doing one or the other, where I'm always praying for other people and never for myself, or I'm only praying for myself and I never think of other people. We pray for ourselves and for others. Finally, we ask for the greatest gift, who is the Holy Spirit. We seek the Spirit of God, the Spirit who brings about the kingdom. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. How does God bring about the kingdom? He breathes the Holy Spirit into his Son, his only begotten, and he breathes the Spirit into us, the body of Christ. Jesus says, when talking about asking, seeking, and knocking, you know, what father would give his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? He goes on and eventually he says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift, to those who love him? Not just bread, not just fish, but his very Spirit. And so as we come with the Pentecost in this coming week, I urge you especially to ask specifically for a deeper outpouring of the Holy Spirit, whom we already have and we already know, but who always wants to press in and take more root into our spirits. So ask for the greatest gift, the Holy Spirit of Jesus, and believe that you will not be refused.